Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year boosting event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, lots of you would have seen the video at this stage that has gone viral today of a group of people mocking the death, the murder of Michaela McAreevy. It happened in an Orange Lodge while people were apparently celebrating the Diamond Jubilee up north. The PSNI and the Orange Order, they are investigating the video being condemned from all sides. Well, Joe Brawley is a columnist with the Sunday Independent and he joins me now. Joe, I know, like lots of our listeners, you will have seen the video. What was your reaction upon watching it?
The real problem is that this is in, you know, a very well-known Orange Lodge. You know, there are people of all ages there. The walls emblazoned with the banners of the Orange Lodge, the Dundonald Purple Vine. And, you know, this song has clearly been written, been learned off by heart. It's sung enthusiastically by people of all ages there. And, you know, there's a triumphalist tone, which we've been all too familiar with in the North over the last, I suppose, since the foundation of the state. And, you know, this idea that that they are supreme and that they can behave how they like towards, you know, our community is really just underscored in this. Because, I mean, no one is doing anything other than reveling in it and enjoying it. I mean, and so it's very depressing. I mean, I sent Mickey Hart a text when I saw it. No doubt half the country has done that. And I just hope that they're not too distressed by it. It's really very, very disappointing.
Now, the condemnation, understandably, has followed the usual pattern. You know, the senior members of the Orange Order saying, you know, they cannot condone this type of behaviour and they will investigate it and there will be disciplinary action if any members were so involved.
That's all well and good. That's all well and good. And there's no doubt that, you know, you look at the centenary parade last week and it was largely very peaceful and, you know, there appeared to be a lovely atmosphere at it and people of all ages enjoying it, and that's terrific. You know, I have no issues around that whatsoever. But, you know, the content of the speeches, what has been happening in the North over the last year, the hysteria whipped up by the traditional unionist voice, the C.J. Malister's made a statement condemning it today, but by the Orange Lodges, by Mervyn Storey and their speeches at the centenary event, where we are the enemies. Our enemies will not succeed against us. You know, Arlene Foster talking about, you know, those who seek to denigrate us, you know, will not succeed. Jeffrey Donaldson saying, oh, we will be here for another 100 years in spite of our enemies. I mean, all of that inflammatory talk tells you that what happened in that Orange Lodge, and which was filmed joyfully and posted joyfully, you know, is part of a culture, you know, a very sectarian culture. And, you know, one that thankfully, finally in the North, Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist Party leader, is standing up to. And, you know, he's got a huge job of work in his hands there. And we've seen how that progressive middle ground has really deserted unionism and moved to the Alliance Party, which has been a brilliant development because they're all denominations and none. But hopefully this will be some sort of turning point where serious work will have to be done on the sort of sectarianism and hate which is peddled day in, day out. You know, and make no mistake about it, the subtle hints from the leadership of the DUP, from the TUV, make all of this acceptable. And it's all well and good for them today to condemn this. You know, of course, it's impossible not to condemn it. But they all have a duty, and we know how over the last year hysteria has been whipped up in the North. And so this behaviour is acceptable, unless you're caught. You know, I will say this, Linfield Football Club One of their coaches, one of their underage ladies coaches, was in the video, and they've immediately sacked him. And I will say this about Linfield, they've made enormous strides against sectarianism over the last 10, 15 years, enormous strides. I mean, they used to be a byword for sectarianism. Their shop was full of sectarian memorabilia, you know, up to their knees and Fenian blood, all that stuff. And they have done an enormous job, which deserves to be really roundly applauded on sectarianism. And again, today they've released a statement which gives you hope. Mm. And I mean, the reality is, Kieran, everything's moving in one direction in the north. And I wouldn't let what has happened today depress people too much, because we're really on the cusp of moving towards a far better, more secular society. You know, we've got our peace is intact. Mm. And so, you know, whilst this was horrific and must be horrific for the Hart family to have to listen to this, I mean, and the glee and the joy that they took in it. I mean, really, it's not just shocking, but it hints at a culture. You look at, I mean, I forced myself to watch it a couple of occasions just to look at the reactions of all of the people there of all ages. You know, how normal this was and what good fun this was. And, you know, good enough for these Fenians, good enough for them. people in the South really wouldn't believe what we've had to tolerate. Would I mean, that's sincerely.
People in the South, you know, though, they watch that as well, though, and they think, you know what? Doug Beattie is not the voice of union. I'm not saying this is accurate, but this would be the view from some people here in the South. Doug Beattie's not the voice of unionism. That's the voice. That's what you're dealing with. Why do we want to deal with that?
Well, look, you sort of had 22% of the population of the North voted against the Good Friday Agreement. And that was your hardline DUP in Paisley. They rejected the Good Friday Agreement. They rejected the peace process. They continue to try to undermine the Good Friday Agreement. Now, having negotiated the protocol, they're saying that the protocol undermines the Good Friday Agreement. I mean, Geoffrey Donaldson, who left the Ulster Unionist Party in a rage over David Trimble's signing of the Good Friday Agreement and jumped ship to the DUP, is now saying that the protocol threatens the Good Friday Agreement. And, you know, all this noise, all this manufactured hysteria allows this sort of thing to be acceptable. And I know it's awful for the Hart family, but if anything good comes out of this, it's the fact that people are going to have to nail their colours to the mast now.
Including the Orange Order? I mean, that's another institution that it's hard to imagine how that continues to exist in its current form in the more enlightened future you talk about. It's discriminatory, you know, by its very nature. Its raison d'être is to discriminate, some might suggest.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you can't join if you're Catholic.
Yeah.
You know, and the rituals are very sectarian. I mean, essentially, this is the sort of the Northern Irish version of the Ku Klux Klan. And, you know, they are still, you know, a very big part of Northern Ireland life. There are some lodges, let me make it absolutely clear, the Ballinafai Lodge, which was once notorious, they have done massive cross-community work in their area. And there's been a great partnership between them and the Breda GAA Club, something that we thought we'd never see. And all the time, you know, the dominoes are falling. You know, in Derry City, there's been an enormous amount of reconciliation work done very successfully. I mean, the DUP mayor of Derry City has been a byword for, cross-community relations, you know, and I know that he's come under a lot of pressure in his own party for it. So all the time, reality is breaking this down. But, you know, you are correct that this is fundamentally a sectarian and extremely bigoted organization. And we see how they've conducted themselves over the last year in relation to the whooping up of hysteria, the nod and the wink to the violence that's been going on, albeit that the violence has been really minimal by our standards in the North. And you know, I would say to your listeners not to be too depressed. Obviously, it's shocking and it's an insight into what's still there. But all the time, this is abating. You know, interestingly, 22% of people voted against the Good Friday Agreement. That was all the DUP stuff. And 22% of people only voted for anti-protocol, pro-Brexit parties in the recent Assembly election. So you've got only 22% of the MLAs there who are anti-protocol, you know, as in root it out altogether, get rid of it, have a hard Brexit, et cetera, regardless of the costs to the Northern Ireland people and the Northern Ireland economy. So you've still got that hardcore, but it's shrinking and shrinking and shrinking all the time now.
On that note, Joe Bradley, an absolute pleasure. Joe, thanks so many for joining us.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year boosting event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.